From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. The Minnesota Court of Appeals is refusing to block the scheduled opening of Minnesota's inaugural wolf hunting season on the 3rd of November. In an order issued Wednesday, a three-judge panel said two groups that sued to stop the hunt failed to show that letting the season proceed would cause irreparable harm. The Center for Biological Diversity and Howling for Wolves claimed in their lawsuit that the Department of Natural Resources failed to allow for adequate public comment before it adopted its regulations for the upcoming season. The DNR countered that it received extensive public input. Colette Adkins-Giese, an attorney for the center, says they'll discuss whether to appeal to the Minnesota Supreme Court. Cliffs Natural Resources and the United Steelworkers of America have reached tentative agreement on a contract covering union workers in Minnesota and Michigan. Cliffs and the steelworkers announced the tentative deal Wednesday in Duluth. Cliffs says the proposed three-year contract would cover about 2,400 steelworkers in the company's Empire and Tilden mines in Michigan and its United Taconite and Hibbing Taconite mines in Minnesota. No details were released. Fire investigators say a wildfire that destroyed several homes in the northwest town of Carlstead this month was probably arson. The Department of Natural Resources says a $6,000 reward is being offered for information that helps identify the person who started it. The Carlstead Fire, also known as the County 27 Fire, was a fast-moving blaze in dry and windy conditions and destroyed 11 homes and damaged dozens of structures. Sheriff John Novacek says investigators believe it was human-caused because there's no indication of lightning or other natural causes, but they don't have any specific evidence. Four weeks before Election Day, the race for Minnesota's 8th District congressional seat is a dead heat. Democratic challenger Rick Nolan clings to the slimmest of leads, 46% to 45%, over Republican incumbent Chip Kravac. That's in a USA Survey KSDP poll released on Thursday. The poll also indicates 9% of voters remain undecided. Kravac leads by 10 points among men. Nolan leads by 10 points among women. Kravac leads by 15 points among voters aged 18 to 49. Nolan leads by 11 points among voters over age 50. Kravac has a marked advantage among independent voters. More voters said Kravac would be stronger on mining issues and do more to bring jobs to the district. On the issue of Medicare, more voters say Nolan will do a better job protecting the program. The poll sample includes 35% voters who describe themselves as Democrats, 28% Republicans, and 32% as independents. The Cook County Sheriff's Department reported this week that the bodies of a Forest Lake couple were pulled from Alton Lake in the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness on Sunday. A release from Sheriff Mark Falk said that 55-year-old Thomas Penault and 51-year-old Cynthia Penault of Forest Lake were found in the water. Alton Lake is located northwest of Sawbill Lake and north of Tofty. The capsized canoe and the two were discovered by two passing canoeists who reported what they discovered to Sawbill Outfitters. It's believed the couple had been in the water for 24 hours or longer. Sheriff Falk said foul play is not suspected. Falk said this area of Cook County and the BWCAW was subject to high winds and much cooler temperatures late last week, creating difficult conditions for canoeing. The Cook County Sheriff's Department, Cook County Search and Rescue, Minnesota State Patrol, U.S. Forest Service, and Sawbill Outfitters were involved in the response. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.